March 16th readings. Justin Martyr Dialogue with Trypho, Chapter 2. Justin describes his studies in philosophy. "I will tell you," said I, "what seems to me, for philosophy is, in fact, the greatest possession and most honorable before God, to whom it leads us and alone commends us. Truly holy men are those who have devoted themselves to philosophy. However, what philosophy truly is and why it has been given to mankind has escaped the notice of most people. If this knowledge were fully understood, there would not be Platonists, Stoics, Peripatetics, Theoretics, or Pythagoreans, for truth is one. I wish to explain why philosophy has become so fragmented. Those who first practiced it were considered great men, but they were followed by others who sought not truth, but merely admired the discipline and novelty of their predecessors' teachings. These later followers assumed that whatever they had learned from their teachers must be true. Over time, each school passed down its teachings, and philosophy was divided, each system taking the name of the one who had first taught it. Justin's search for truth begins. Desiring to learn personally from one of these philosophers, I first gave myself to a Stoic. I spent much time with him, but I gained no greater knowledge of God, for he himself did not know and considered such knowledge unnecessary. So, I left him. Next, I sought out a Peripatetic, a man who considered himself very clever. After a few days, he asked me to settle a fee, so that our discussions would not be unprofitable. At this, I abandoned him as well, believing that a man who placed money before wisdom could not be a true philosopher. Still eager to find the highest and best philosophy, I turned to a renowned Pythagorean, a man who held himself in high regard for his wisdom. When I asked to become his disciple, he asked me, "Are you acquainted with music, astronomy, and geometry? Do you expect to understand that which leads to a happy life if you have not first mastered the disciplines that detach the soul from material things? Only by these means can you contemplate what is truly good in its essence." Commending these branches of learning, he dismissed me when I admitted my ignorance. I left frustrated, disappointed that I had failed once again. He seemed to possess knowledge, yet I was unwilling to devote the long years required to master those subjects before pursuing philosophy. Turning to Platonism. In my helplessness, I resolved to turn to the Platonists, whose reputation was great. I sought out a philosopher newly arrived in our city, a man esteemed highly among them. I devoted myself to his teaching and progressed rapidly. Daily, I felt myself growing in wisdom. The study of immaterial realities captivated me, and the contemplation of Platonic ideas seemed to give wings to my mind. Before long, I considered myself truly wise, and, in my foolishness, I even expected that I would soon behold God, for this was the ultimate goal of Plato's philosophy. Augustine. Confessions, Book 6, Chapter 1. His mother follows him to Milan, declaring she will not die before his conversion. 1. O thou, my hope from my youth, where wert thou to me, and whither hadst thou gone? Hadst thou not created me and made me distinct from the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air? Thou hadst made me wiser than they, yet I wandered in dark and slippery places, searching for thee outside myself but failing to find the God of my heart. I had plunged into the depths of uncertainty, filled with distrust and despair in my search for truth. By this time, my mother, strengthened by her faith, had followed me across sea and land, facing dangers with complete trust in thee. Even amidst the perils of the sea, she comforted the sailors, those whom other passengers would typically turn to for reassurance, because she had been assured in a vision that she would reach her destination safely. She found me in a great spiritual crisis, nearly losing hope of ever finding the truth. But when I revealed to her that I was no longer a Manichaean, though not yet a Catholic Christian, she did not leap for joy as if surprised. Instead, she was reassured that at least part of her mourning had not been in vain. Monica's faith and confidence in God's promise. For years, my mother had wept for me as for the dead, believing that God would one day raise me to life. She carried me in the bier of her prayers, waiting for the moment when God would say to her widow's son, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." Yet, when she heard that I had left Manichaeism, she did not react with excessive exultation. Instead, with calmness and confidence, she told me, "I believe in Christ, and before I depart this life, I shall see you a Catholic believer." These words she spoke to me, but to thee, O Fountain of Mercies, she offered even more prayers and tears, pleading that thou wouldest hasten thy aid and enlighten my darkness. Monica's devotion to Ambrose's preaching. She hurried all the more fervently to the church, clinging to the words of Ambrose, longing for the fountain of water that springs into everlasting life. She loved Ambrose as an angel of God, for she recognized that it was through him that I had been brought to this inner turmoil, a turmoil she believed was but a necessary crisis before the final healing. She had complete faith that my condition was like that of a man in a fever, experiencing the critical moment before the illness turns toward recovery. And so she prayed, unwavering, persistent, and ever hopeful. Thomas Aquinas. Summa Theologica, Part 1, Question 39, Article 4. Whether notional adjectives, verbs, or participles can be predicated of the essential names taken in a concrete sense. Objection. It seems that notional adjectives, verbs, or participles cannot be predicated of the essential names taken in a concrete sense. For example, we do not say God is generating or God is spirating. Responsio, it must be said that in God, the essence is really identical with the persons. Therefore, whatever is predicated of the essence can also be predicated of the persons. However, notional acts, which pertain to the distinctions of the persons, are not predicated of the essence in the abstract, but can be predicated in the concrete. For example, we can say God is Father or God is Son, but we do not say the divine essence is Father or the divine essence is Son.